Payayao.
And welcome back.
And we're back.
Dude, we didn't read it.
Say payaya.
My dad says that.
Your dad has a catchphrase?
Payayao.
Payayao?
Not payaya.
Payaya.
Does he say it when he like stubs his toe?
No, he says it as like a happy like... Like, oh, you got into college. Payaya. Like
that. Your dad is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Yeah, attention.
Oh.
Oh.
This is an assembly. I am the one with the conch, so only I can speak.
We're doing Lord of the Flies today.
Because we didn't read it.
We didn't read Lord of the Flies.
Did not read it.
Although me and Ryan have read it.
10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
That thing's out of my mind.
And I've seen the pilot of Yellow Jacket. So
is that based on or is that?
I think it's extremely similar, except with a women's soccer team. And I did also, I think, maybe read the book a while ago.
I've also seen Triangle of Sadness.
Oh, yeah. I've heard many things about that movie.
So we got this. We got this, essentially. Conch.
The book starts immediately after the crash. The year is 1954. It's in some unnamed nuclear war, and the kids are stranded on a deserted island.
Plane crash?
Yes.
They're British school kids?
Yes. The pilot is alive, but incapacitated. They have to take care of him. They like give him water and stuff. The 13-year-old Ralph immediately is picked as leader. His sidekick, Piggy, who is the asthmatic fat intellectual, is also a good source of knowledge. Ralph outlines a couple of objectives. Have fun being among them. Keep the morale up. Making sure we have food and water and shelter. But most importantly is maintain a signal fire at all times during the day so passing ships can rescue them. And we join Ralph and Piggy and the rest of the boys at their first assembly. Here's the conch.
All right, guys. What's really important is that we have fun.
I'm glad someone said it.
Number one.
I'm glad someone said it because I wasn't having a great time up until
now. No, I know. Everybody was screwing around on the plane.
I'm sorry about that.
Who is that?
I'm sorry about screwing around and all that.
You know what? That's okay because starting now, we set some rules. All right?
All right. I'm good with that.
All right. I'm writing them down. Here we go.
Wait, who are you? I don't want to assume who you are.
I'm Ralph.
Okay.
I would love to know who you think I am.
I don't know.
Who do you think I am? I know you said you didn't want to assume it, but now I'm thinking you know exactly who I am.
All right, Piggy, relax.
Yes, I'm Piggy. Jeez. Jesus Christ. I'm the only one here above 100 pounds.
All right. All right, everybody, relax. This is not funny.
This is not funny. We just a plane crashed. And my ankle hurts. My ankle hurts a little bit.
All right, okay.
I'm sorry.
Namely, we gotta have fun.
Yeah.
We didn't come all this way and not to have a good time.
Look, this is all we've got left is we're on this island. We've got each other. We've got our dying pilot over there. And I think number one rule, we keep good vibes, okay?
And we got Ralph's helicopter mom. Are we gonna talk about that?
Yeah, this is kind of weird.
I thought that was odd.
Well, she offered to chaperone the soccer tournament, okay? And so she happens to be here. I don't know what you want.
Why are we flying over an ocean to get to the soccer tournament?
I like that she's here.
It's an internet. We're on an international soccer team.
Yeah, we travel all. We're quite good.
We're very good.
You're the goalie, I assume?
Well, I'm a forward.
You're not.
Sorry, I'm one of the fastest on the team.
Piggy is the fastest on the team.
What
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, now I'm just thinking he's just taking jibs at me. I'm not having fun. Can we kill this guy?
Well, give it some time. We'll wait. We'll wait on that.
Your mom didn't chaperone because she doesn't love you. Mm. That's why your mom's not here. She let you go on an international flight. That's
heck?
Why.
You know my parents are going through a divorce.
All right, Ralphie.
Yeah. Will you just be on fire watch?
Okay, whoa. I was glad you finished that. Yeah, I will watch the fire.
All right.
It can't go out.
Until when am I on fire duty?
You know, until we're going to go work on rule number 1.
Okay.
We're going to go have a little shindig, a little kickback under the trees.
Having fun
while
I like
we've
that.
Got some time cuz yep. Again, morale.
I think we should figure out I have a hole in my leg. I think we should tend to that.
You do? What? Oh my god.
We're talking about having fun.
We
all talking about
how am
fun.
I supposed to know?
All right, you guys tend to the leg. I'll just sort of focus on the fire.
Okay, great.
And be honest with me. I can do an American accent if you want to hear it.
No.
If you want me to do an American accent.
This is good.
Let's hear it.
Hey.
That's so much better. I think maybe the rest of the story you could
yeah,
do that.
I think yeah. I'm going to do an American accent for the rest of
no,
the time.
No, I think you should do your normal no, accent.
Rule number two is we only have American accents.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Because also people might are more likely to rescue us if they think we're American.
American. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, so where are we supposed to jack off? I'm 13. I just discovered jacking off like a few months ago.
That's part of having fun.
Is there an area? Should I go into the forest?
Under my rule, you can jack off just freaking anywhere.
I'm so glad we got the cool guy to be
yeah. And I look at your mom while doing it. You can say no.
I think she should probably answer that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think my mom would be like thrilled about that.
That's weird for you to ask.
Interesting that she was an elected leader.
Well, she knows I'm the alpha, so...
You sort of run that house?
I sort of run that house. I'm 12.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go into the woods for a little bit. No one
Careful, don't
me.
Let that hole in your leg get dirty, though. Keep that elevated.
And so Michael walked off to this distant sound of everybody jacking off everywhere. The end of the first day passes, and we're making some initial progress. We're collecting a lot of drinking water and coconut shells. For being deserted, it has an abundance of food. There's tons of fruit. There's wild pigs. We got what we need to survive. The only issue is really like the pilot, Captain Benson, is still injured. Some of the boys are telling scary stories about a beastie that lurks on the island, namely Jack. Jack is the one that's pushing the beast narrative. We open now to the second assembly that Ralph ever hosts. We are having too much fun and not enough progress is being made. We're like getting low on firewood. People are pooping and not being sanitary. And we join Ralph introduce a demerit system, much to the chagrin of the young boys.
Guys, hey, attention. Sorry, eyes on me.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, eyes on me. I hate to be the one to do this. I really do. But... not a lot of food, a lot of jacking off going on. Okay. So I think what happened was we got a little excited.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think we, you know, we took things too far. But I think with everything, there's a line. So from now on, you're going to keep that stuff to yourself. Mm-hmm. And you also have to help. You have to support the community now. Mm-hmm. Some of you are going to have to murder some animals that we can eat.
Murder some animals. Hunting.
So that's what I meant. Thank you so much. That's what I meant to say.
You've been out in 3 days. You're already becoming a savage.
And you know what? I think enough with the scary stories.
For everyone pulling their weight, your mom's just been working remotely the whole time. She's just been on Zoom calls.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
She's not doing anything.
Look.
Can we talk about that?
She is a medical sales assistant. And she's got stuff to do.
Seems like she's got a lot of knowledge that would be beneficial to us.
Hey, can you guys shut up?
She doesn't know anything. She's in sales.
Can you guys shut up? Yeah, so I think you should buy all of these prosthetic limbs.
She's just taking the meeting here?
Mom,
yes,
hey,
this is
Mom?
My Zoom background. I'm not actually on an island. It's a tropical background.
Hey.
She could have picked anywhere to put the router.
Yeah.
She had to put it right in the middle of the meeting.
Hey, Mom. Can you mute that? Guys, I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. Mom, can I talk to you for 1 second?
Yes.
Mom,
what's up?
You're embarrassing me. Okay.
Oh.
I'm trying to run a small community of children, and you're kind of screwing that up.
I thought you were just playing around.
No, so we're gonna die here,
no.
And I need to have this power before I don't have the opportunity again. So you can either get lost or help.
Knock, 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 knock.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hey, are you guys okay? Just seeing.
No, we're fine.
Okay.
Piggy.
Yeah.
You want to have a word? Well, they're having a word.
Yes, yeah, sure, let's go.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Ralph's a really cool boss, but his mom is just pissing me off.
I'm telling you what, his mom is dragging us down.
Yeah.
Either
are you thinking
Ralphie
I'm thinking?
Is out of here or the mom is.
Okay.
One of them's got to go.
Well.
Or a new leader or something. I mean, we don't have to jump to kill him right away, but
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably jumping the gun.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't love that's where your head went first, but.
Well, we could unplug her router, throw it in the ocean. Then she's not taking any more
Zoom
calls.
We should put them through a series of Survivor, like the reality show, that sort of challenges to see whether the mother or Ralph should be the leader.
Yeah, because leaders should always be strong.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
Because if our leader can stand on a tiny little thing with their arms up holding a thing for like 4 hours, that means they're a good leader.
Probably a good leader, I would
say. So we should maybe do that.
Maybe do
that. Okay, well, let's see. Oh, they're coming back. Okay. Hey.
Hey, sorry.
How was that with your mom?
Oh, it was fine. We were just gabbing.
Catching up?
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't had a lot of time to talk since we've been on this island.
Try to be more respectful.
Thank you, Mom.
Of you guys in your space.
Hey, I appreciate that.
But why are y'all setting up? It looks like you're setting up some kind of obstacle course. What is that?
Yeah. Well,
what are you doing?
You know how you're all about fun?
Yes.
What could be fun is if we all just sort of set up a survivor-like challenge to see whether the mom or Ralph is a better, stronger physically.
And yeah, aren't we already? We're trying to survive already. This doesn't seem like a little like extra.
What's that shell you got there?
Well, this is my talking shell.
Oh,
this gives me all the power.
No, you didn't say that.
Sorry, I thought that was assumed. I thought that was understood by the group that the person with the big shell gets the power.
Yeah, I think maybe put it down for a little bit. You and your mom go do the course and we'll see who's the strongest, and maybe that'll determine who's actually worthy to hold the conch shell. Mm-hmm. My thought. Yeah.
And so Ralph and his mom ready, set, go through the obstacle course as it was being built from sticks and logs. We zoom into the jungle where Jack is gaining some followers because the boys would much rather hunt the pig than harvest coconuts and bananas. Hunting, you get to carry a sharp stick. It's very macho. It's a lot more fun than doing Ralph's bidding. So we join Jack with his most closest followers.
All right, I'm on Instagram Live. Hey, guys. I've been getting a lot of traffic recently. Appreciate the follows. We're up to 15K. Been getting some brand deals, which is good. We're live on the hunt right now. So if you guys want to see me, you know, hunt anything else, just feel free to comment.
We're getting some questions here. Jack, yep. New England boy 4.
Sure.
And he asks, any advice for someone who's just getting into hunting?
Any advice? Okay, so when I started hunting 3 days ago, I wasn't very good. I would say just keep at it. I haven't actually killed anything yet.
So many pigs are going by right now. Ooh. While you're on Instagram Live.
Hey, Jack, another one from Ralphie coming in. And it says, man, the beast is not real. The beast is not real. Come back, man. Get coconuts and bananas.
Conspiracy.
Listen,
conspiracy.
You're going to have haters.
It's conspiracy theories. What do you have to say to the people who think the beast is not real?
You're going
to
have haters. Oh, okay, now our live got flagged for misinformation. Ralphie, can you not do that? Thank you. All right, we're going to have to shut off the live.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Wait, mention rescue, maybe.
No, you don't want to be desperate.
Yeah.
What?
Come on.
This is his first time.
First time?
Know.
This is his first time. Know. You can tell it's his first time. All right, Instagram so anyways, live's off. Let's get to hunting. So the beast, right? How do you hunt a pig?
Give it a call.
You give it a call. First. You give it a call. Okay, can you give us the pig call, Ralphie? Thank you very much.
Wait, I'm not Ralphie.
Nope, I meant Piggy.
Oh. I don't think I'm also Piggy, but that's okay.
Piggy's not here?
Piggy's Ralphie's sidekick.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's gay coconut boy. What's up?
Okay, rude.
Whoa.
That was rude. I put no name calling. That's one of the rules we have here.
I'm having fun.
You guys all have...
I'm having fun calling you gay coconut you guys, boy.
Rule number one is have fun. That supersedes everything, so I can say whatever I want in the name of fun.
I mean, I guess that's the rule I made. No, you know what? You guys all have pretty sharp spears. What's that about?
We're obviously hunting,
the beast.
The pigs.
Or
pigs.
The pigs.
Yeah. We're hunting pigs. Yeah. We need more bacon. We don't have enough bacon. We killed like 6 pigs yesterday, and the boys ate all the bacon. So we need to go get more.
Oh, okay.
All right, second rule of hunting a pig.
After you give it a call... Then number two, you're going to hide in a log or bush or something so when the pig runs by, you can snipe it. What are you laughing at? You've never even killed a pig yet. We've killed, like, a lot of pigs.
That's right.
Did you say snipe it?
Yeah, you didn't comment on the one kid that had a rifle.
Where did you get that gun?
Well, it ran out of bullets pretty fast because there's only one. The planes always have a sniper.
That's right,
we were on.
Oh, that's true. The emergency sniper.
Okay. Ralphie, why are you bothering us?
Well, I mean, I just was curious because, you know, you're all following Jack around, and I thought...
We have fun.
Yeah, Jack's cool.
Think of it like a club, man. It's like an extracurricular. I got, like, my hunting group. You're still the leader.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, cool.
No doubt.
Cool, 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 cool.
No doubt you're still the leader. Before you got us, we were all talking, we were going Ralphie.
Ralphie.
Leader.
Oh, no way.
I would go
leader.
Through war with him.
You would go through war
really?
With him?
I would go through it. War. I'd go around it.
Yeah, we would go, not necessarily fight for you. We would go through war with you. We would war with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
but
that.
But second would be Jack, for sure. He's cool. And I'll look up to him.
It's always good. And it's always good to just have a second option in mind. Yeah. But anyways, we're going to get on our way.
You know, some people could say if you have a second, you know, if you have a second choice, it's not really a strong government. If you have a backup.
Well, if we remember, you were elected based on pretty much nothing. We were all
severely
concussed.
Well, I got the big shell.
We were severely concussed when you held the election.
Suddenly, in the distance, a big honk, honk sound. It's a ship passing by. Too bad nobody was tending the signal fire
Jack!
Because everyone was busy... sharpening their sticks, Ralph confronts Jack, and Jack formally secedes from the group with his hunting pack.
Oh, I love being on the sea and boating around. Oh, look at that island over there. I wonder if there's people on it.
Excuse me.
Such a great
I wonder
time.
If there's people. Hello. You think there's people over on that island
Excuse
over there?
Excuse me. Come save us.
I don't
us.
See any fire.
I don't see a fire.
You see the people, though.
11
you see
little
the
boys.
You have to see a fire, though.
I'm
to...
so glad we did this honeymoon.
Please.
No one accepts us for being gay, but on the sea, we can be as gay as we want.
Yeah.
Baby.
We're so far from the fire, but I mean, the boat's like 30 feet away.
Let's make
there's
love.
People over there.
They're making eye contact with me.
There's people over Hello. There, but there's no fire.
Look at me when I'm.
Yeah,
I'm,
he just addressed you. When he was
me,
speaking,
sirs.
He was talking to
excuse
you.
Excuse me, sir.
Guys, my hands are tied. You know, the misses over here. The misters.
Mister, I'm.
We're misters.
I wear the pants in this relationship. I'm a man.
Anyway, if you had a fire, we could come rescue you, but this, the law of the sea says I don't
see.
Have to because there's no fire.
Oh, damn.
Ta-ta.
Oh, okay. Bye. Well, that's
I'm
a shame.
I'm so sorry for bothering you.
Sorry, yeah, that's All our right. fault.
What are you guys up to?
Honeymoon, actually.
No
oh,
kidding.
Congratulations.
Thank
Mazel
you.
Tov.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
That's
yeah,
great.
This is my
very
husband.
Very exciting.
Hey, I'm Stephanie.
All right, Hello. The boat's gone. Come on.
Well, Stefan.
They're very fluid in their genders.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Well,
so dude,
you know, who's to chalk it up to who did what? I think it was a group.
I feel like I immediately assigned that job to you.
You were on fire duty.
Was it fire or was it Instagram Live and Hunt Pigs?
Jack, you knew it was fire duty. I remember because Ralphie asked you to be on fire, space, duty, and that pause made you nervous. I remember it. I can recall it.
What the frick?
My memory is great.
Yeah, we could have got rescued.
We could have got rescued because you were so busy dealing with some beast that's not even real.
You know what, guys? I'm so
Get
sick.
Over
I'm
it.
So sick of all this. I'm taking my group and we're leaving.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
That's stupid. Why would you do that?
I just told you I'm sick of all this. That's why I'm doing it.
No, well, you're sick of what? What's so hard about your life? You go and you hunt pigs.
He just wants to go.
Boys, let's go hunt pigs.
Fine. You know what? Now we're a two-party
government. All right, what's your party called?
We're the Union.
Oh, you can't take Union.
Yeah, that makes you
That's
the Confederacy,
fair.
Buddy.
Oh, no,
is this
wait.
Over states, right? This is over
that's
island, right?
Get out of here.
Oh, that's still fresh, man.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be the Union, too. You guys can be Union. We'll be Second Union.
Second Union?
That's dumb. We'll be Second Union.
That's Jack, stupid. You're bad at coming up with names.
Okay, I'm not the idea guy. I'm sort of the...
You're just the brute
Piggy?
Force.
Yeah, Piggy,
the brute
you're right force. Here, man. Where is Piggy?
I'm right here. I'm Piggy.
What happened to your voice? Your accent?
We asked Piggy to do an American accent.
I'm doing an American accent.
Come on, Piggy. Let's get out of here.
What?
Come on, Piggy.
Do I have to decide
no, Piggy,
between...
Yeah, you have
stay
to pick.
With me.
You gotta pick,
I've got
Piggy.
The big shell.
Ralph,
around
I'm
with
you.
Coconuts.
Ride or die.
Thank you, Piggy.
You're my man.
What's your name again?
I'm Clint.
That's right, Clint. You're coming with me.
Whatever you got, Clint.
I got him.
Lame anyways.
Says you. You're the fat intellectual person.
Intellectual?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Intellectual is not really a diss, Clint. That's not a good roast.
Yeah.
Ah, you're smart.
Being Smart's
fat.
Lame.
Piggy's the best number two I've ever had.
Exactly.
Why do we call him Piggy also?
Because I'm fat, obviously.
Because we're mean. We're mean little boys.
Why do you call him gay coconut guy? The same reason.
Yeah, why?
Being fat and gay is the worst thing you can be when you're 12. That's the worst thing you can be when you're 12.
And
He's
gay.
Fat and gay. Yeah. Gay and fat. That's the worst.
And I'm not gay.
Jack, well, we don't know yet, but we'll see.
Now that we're leaving, Jack, what is the first thing we're going to do? I'm excited. What's your big plan? You're the leader
Whatever.
Now.
Probably, first thing we're going to do is probably a big soccer game.
Okay, cool. A big soccer game. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Big soccer game.
Yep.
With what ball?
Your mom's head.
Oh.
I didn't say anything when you guys killed her after she didn't finish the survival obstacle course.
Yeah, he was so nice about it.
Abided by all the rules.
Because
yeah, that's
you, yep.
But the minute you guys cut her head off and use it as a soccer ball.
I kissed it too.
Her head?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Clint, what the hell?
Clint, that's something we keep to ourselves.
Don't say that.
I'm with
that.
You now, Jack. Back me up.
Jack's soccer team runs off into the sunset, leaving Ralph's boys to tend to the fire. All the while... The pilot, Captain Benson, his fever has just gotten worse. There was this one boy, Simon, whose job it was to tend to him and make sure that he got water and such. But Captain Benson gets up and runs off, and nobody knows where he is.
Captain Benson, I know you've been not feeling well. It's me, Simon, here. I'm just going to take care of you.
Meow.
No wonder we crashed.
His fever's gotten really bad.
And he's a cat. I totally forgot that Captain Benson was a cat.
All right.
Simon, can you please take care of this?
I've been trying to take care of Captain Benson. Oh, shit. Captain Benson's taking his top off.
He's taking off.
Captain Benson's running away.
We got a runner.
He's running on all fours.
Whoa, Benson.
We got a runner.
He just ran away.
All right. Well, that's not much of an issue.
Piggy.
He wasn't really doing much anyways.
What just happened? You just let him run away? Go, Simon, go get him. Sorry, Ralph. What's going on?
They're eating like it looks like a really good meal.
Oh, what a goal. What a goal.
And they're playing soccer.
Oh, that looks so fun, though. That's okay. We could do something fun.
Whose head are we going to play soccer with? No one's dead yet.
Oh, we're playing with a coconut now because it was weird to play with a
head. Coconuts.
We realized that was much more rational.
But a coconut's going to hurt when you kick it with your foot. I don't want
to
do that.
My mom's punched up head is over there.
Dude, this pig we killed is so big and tasty.
Oh, yeah, it's almost maybe a little too delicious.
Maybe they would let us have some bacon if we...
And should. Done.
Oh, wait.
Ralphie, you gotta be assertive. And when you want something, okay. You gotta go get it. You can't just... Let's just get down there and get your mom's head back.
Okay.
It'll be a little awkward.
I got it. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, Ralph?
Hey, how's it going? Ralph and Piggy
Smells
boy.
Good over here.
Yeah, I was hearing some kicks going around.
How have you guys been?
Pretty killer, yeah.
Found that beast yet? You're getting more info on it.
It's just getting stronger. We're getting intel out the wazoo.
Right.
Haven't been able to necessarily publish any of that intel yet, because that is sort of higher up. Right. Boring.
Promising.
A lot of paperwork.
Extracted to a cave.
We think it's in a cave.
The cave that a couple of us used to jack off in. Oh. So we're very familiar with the area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
that's great. This guy's been jacking off this whole trip. What's going
I'm
on,
Clint.
Dude?
I jack off. You knew this about me.
All right, whatever. Anyways.
That's his big character trait.
It's true. He would do this in school. This wasn't
Yeah, you're smart. You're like masculine. You're rational. I'm the jack off. That's our defining traits. Okay.
Those are the superlatives we got in school. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't ask, but we've also been good.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's true.
I heard your knife. You had a knife went missing.
It did go missing.
How'd you even hear that?
Which word travels.
We got a new knife recently, actually.
I'll find it.
We'll find the knife.
I haven't used a flashlight yet because I don't have one. But I'll look.
Oh, shoot. I dropped my knife. That's my knife. It's my knife. I know it looks a lot like yours, but I think they sell them here. Yeah. I think it's just like everyone's got one.
That's not true. There's no stores
or shops here.
Shoot.
Putting that back.
What's going on here?
It's a good game.
What's going on here?
I don't like that.
You stole our knife?
I did not steal the knife.
There's no way there's two identical knives.
Okay.
I etched R plus P
in
a
heart.
Etched that into mine too. It's rhythm and purchase. My two favorite words.
Rhythm and purchase.
My two favorite
That's
words.
That's not your two favorite words,
this,
Jack.
This
You've
funk,
never said those words before. I've never heard
Me
you say those.
Me and Jack have been making a funk album.
No,
it's called Rhythm and Purchase.
That's very convenient.
Those are the noises you hear from us at night.
Is that the hunting dance you guys do at night after you eat your meal?
Yeah,
that's what you hear.
Rhythm and Purchase.
The hunting dance erupts into the most commotion that you've ever had on the island since we arrived. It's a total ramp up. Everybody's hype. Suddenly, a glowing green light comes from the center of the island toward the beach at a sprinting pace. All the boys, mid-dance, freak out, grab their spears, and rush toward the glowing light, thinking it's the big beast that everyone's scared of. They immediately start stabbing at the glowing light. Turns out it was Simon who found Captain Benson in a cave. That's what the noises were. Captain Benson perished.
Oh.
And Simon ran back to tell everybody he was using a glow stick from the crash to light his way. And all the commotion and the fear of the beast took over the boys, and Simon is the second fatality, I guess, because Ralphie's mom.
Well, in the pilot, right?
The pilot.
Is he dead?
Oh,
or
the
is
third,
he not dead
third
yet?
Fatality. That's right. Piggy and Ralph are sad about Simon's death because they were there for all of it and there was nothing they could do. Piggy and Ralph walk to Jack's camp for one final appeal to reason. And this is Piggy's main soliloquy.
We just all want to get the gang back together because, you know, Simon died and Piggy's been really worked up about this.
He's such a good, sweet man. He looked a lot like the beast. You're kind of pointing fingers at us. He looked kind of beastly.
You've never seen the beast. It was a glowing light that we've all used before on the ship. I don't even want to get into it. You killed him, whatever. Let's put this to rest. Let's go get the pilot's, whatever his name is, I forgot his name.
Benson.
Benson. Let's get Benson's body.
It's okay, Piggy.
I'm riled up. I'm sorry. You all killed my friend, Jack. Gosh, all of this is your fault. I'm not even going to.
That's okay. Don't point fingers. Just say what you got to say.
Okay. Let's bury Simon. Let's go get Benson.
Why are we burying Simon? We played soccer with your mom's head. Why are we all?
We're
of a gonna
bury
doing this?
Simon
because it's different. Because they're men.
They're Ralph's boys.
They're Ralph's boys. They deserve a proper burial.
Our traditions for the dead are all over the place.
Well, you're weird. You do weird things. We're not basing our dead body rituals off what you do.
This. All right, Piggy. What else did you have to say? Just get on with it and let's get this thing on the road.
Well, fine. You want me to really say it?
Say it. Say what's on your chest.
I think Jack killed Benson because he thought he was the Beast, because these guys have never seen the Beast and they're dumb. They heard groaning from the thing and they went up there and they killed him. They're trying to hide it. They stole your knife, by the way. Rhythm and Purchase. Amazing name, by the way.
Do you guys ever do jazz?
Yeah, that's a great name. Or even just a child. Name your child, two children, Rhythm RP. And Purchase. I think I'm going to name my daughter Purchase. I love that.
There's a QR code on that business card.
It's just scatting. They only scat.
Well,
there are no instruments on this. What do you want me to do?
We're bringing back scat.
What do you expect? It's the 50s and there's no instruments on the island.
Give us a little scat right now.
Skibbidi-bop-bop, shabop-bop-bop,
shabop. We're both rhythm.
During the low roar of the scatting boys below, one of Jack's hunting members pushes a boulder off of a cliff and it crushes Piggy.
What the No!
Boulder, get fucked.
No! Piggy, no!
I didn't know if that was going to be a big enough boulder, but it sure was.
What the hell, man?
Clint, what was that about, man?
Clint, are you serious right now?
He was making fun of the scat, man.
He wasn't making fun. He was trying to get us all together. He was trying to bring us together so we could actually survive.
You can't respond to criticism like that. That's fine. Rhythm and Purchase isn't going to survive if that's how you take every bad review.
Yeah, some people don't like all kinds of music, okay? You got to get over Piggy's crushed. Biggie's head is crushed in.
He's still got a pulse.
Second boulder.
Ralph narrowly avoids the second boulder and hides into the jungle for fear of Jack totally usurping the leadership of all the boys on the island.
I'm afraid.
Ralph has one chance to appeal to the twins, who I haven't mentioned thus far, but they're like... Of the seven main characters in this story, Ralph, Jack, Simon, Captain Benson, Piggy, there's two young twins, and now here's Ralph appealing to their sense of reason.
What are the twins' names?
Sam and Eric, and they're like treated as like one entity in the book. It's sometimes abbreviated as Sam and Eric.
Twins.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I know I haven't talked to you guys a lot this past couple of weeks, but...
I called you Jack. You're Ralph.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? That's fine.
You're Ralph.
Ralph. Ralph.
No, I am Ralph. Yeah, I'm Ralph. Anyway.
Continue.
Anyway, sorry for not talking to you guys for the past couple of weeks.
That's okay.
I think you guys are bold and brave explorers and amazing friends, I should add. Spit it out. I think just come, like, please spare me. Spare me. Join me. We could save ourselves if you come with me and we become the Fire Kings. And we could...
The Fire Kings?
The Fire Kings.
We can make enough fires to get off the island. Don't you want to get off the island?
I have an idea. Let's light the whole island on fire.
You want to light the entire island on fire?
I think because that would make the biggest amount of smoke.
Yeah, but if we... Okay, I'm not completely not on board.
Then we could kill that bitch, Jack.
Okay, so guys.
Okay.
Oh, there he is now.
Hey, hide. Hide.
Hey Jack. What's up, hey, twins? Jack. What was your name again?
Sam and Eric.
We've gotten so close to you guys and I.
Yeah.
And you guys are on my team, right?
Well.
Do I have anyone on my team at this point?
Literally everyone but Ralph.
Oh, good for me. Yeah. Okay. Doing good.
We saw Ralph go that way.
I just heard Ralph.
There's so much smoke.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you?
Guys, distract him. I'm going to run.
We are.
Ralph went that way.
I see Ralph right there, buried his head up to his head.
No,
his hand up to his head.
Jack, you're so strong. Jack.
Ralph. The Fire Kings failed to distract Jack enough for Ralph to escape. Ralph is running towards the beaches with like the whole hunting camp in pursuit, led by Jack. Ralph trips on a twig and collapses into the sand and looks up and sees a fully suited up Marine with a battleship behind him and a full platoon on the beaches, and looks at the boys and says, "What are you guys doing?"
We could take the Marine, guy.
It looks like you're about to kill this kid. What's going on?
Please help me. They're trying to kill me.
Are you about to kill this kid?
No.
Fuck the U.S. government!
Let's take the Marines, boys!
Let's kill them!
No, why would we kill the Marines?
Because let's take his ship. His ship is cool.
They have a bow! They have a bow!
You have a spear and you have a coconut. I have a machine gun. Do you really want this to happen?
I want the machine gun.
He's scared.
Yeah.
He's scared.
Well, you can't take a group of little boys. You Marines. Yeah. You love taking little boys.
Whoa, the Marine just killed him.
Did you just kill one of the little boys?
That was my best friend. I'm going to come and get you.
Oh, wait, thank goodness.
Oh, my God.
It's the couple we saw honeymooning earlier, and they look like, now that they see fire,
come
they're
back.
Heading towards the island, and they look pissed at these
come
Marines.
Back.
These Marines are killing boys. That's not cool.
Artillery.
Oh,
it's sinking.
I dodged it. I jumped in the water before you could do it. Now I'm swimming, and I'm scaling up the side of the building. And then I come up, and I come behind one of the Marines, and I put him to sleep with a chop, with perfectly placed pressure point chop. Hey, boys, it's me. Stefan's husband from before. We passed you by on our honeymoon.
Yes, how's that? How's your marriage going?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, he's not here with me right now, obviously.
We've lost many people since we saw you last.
And I'm so sorry about that, and I wish I could have helped when I came here and I saw you guys.
But there was no fire.
Rules are rules, man. I get it.
Yeah, but there was no fire. But now that the whole island is on fire, I could not miss that.
Okay.
I could see the smoke from miles away.
So do y'all want to be rescued or not? Let's make a deal. You don't tell anyone about the two kids that I killed in self-defense.
And all the Marines I just karate chopped, too.
Yes.
We're good.
We're good. And we'll rescue you.
I mean, I'm on board, literally and figuratively, because
come on up.
I have no backup now.
You know what? I think we're good. I think we are going to stay on the island.
We does not
he
include
speaks for all of you.
We
I
does
speak
not
speak for everyone.
Jack.
Well,
does
I guess
not
if
speak
he
for
speaks
me.
For everyone, I mean,
no.
Speaks for everyone.
Jack.
I think
does not
the
speak
lessons
for me.
We learned are more valuable than being saved, and we would prefer to stay on.
I
the
strongly
burning
disagree.
Island.
I would like.
This is
to
tough.
Yeah.
No, there's no choice you have to make. You could just let me on your boat.
It's all of us or none of us.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Nobody said that.
Link arms with us, Ralph. We're all linked arms. I noticed
Stop
you're not linked arms.
Grabbing my arm. No.
We only have room on the ship for all of you or none of you.
Yeah.
We have.
Well, I don't understand how that works.
50 seats, and they all have to be occupied, or none of them can be occupied.
Yeah. It's like perfectly balanced.
Yeah.
It's perfectly balanced.
Like a Lego Marvel type thing where everyone has to sit on the same thing in order for it to start.
Yeah.
I've seen those boats before. Okay. Right.
Exactly like the Lego Marvel.
You got
to
convince these guys.
I don't think that's happening, but I can try. Hey, dude.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's get off this island. It's on fire.
Give me two reasons what I can get at other places that I don't have on this island.
We could get a real soccer ball.
Sold.
We could. Great.
Oh, okay, well, come on, guys.
Yep.
All right. Woohoo. Right.
That's
what a
great.
Great metaphor y'all's story was.
Yeah,
for anarchy.
Anarchy.
And what happened?
You were watching this whole time, Marine?
Yes, it was very poetic.
Well, he's the one that shot the plane down.
He shot the plane down?
Yeah.
With just like a handgun?
Accident, yeah.
It was an accident.
I didn't think I would hit it. It was one of those where I'm like,
so honestly, what did we learn in this story? I think sometimes an island getaway is all you need.
The boys lead the ship in singing songs as they sail back to civilization.
Come on in the Marine ship.
It's closing
come on
time.
On the No one really knows the song.
And that's the Lord of the Flies.
That's great.
The Flies.
Well, you know what? I hope those little boys learned a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I think they certainly did.
Don't ever get on a plane.
Don't get on planes because they'll crash and you'll end up on an island and you'll have to eat somebody.
All right, Julia has to go to class.
Bye, Ralphie.
She's heading out.
Heath, hit us with that recap.
Hit us with that recap, shoddy.
So, according to you guys, the British soccer team crash-landed on the deserted island. They immediately started jerking off in accordance with rule one. They got to work collecting resources, but Ralph's mom was not pulling her weight, so they forced Ralph and his mom through a survivor-type challenges. Ralph's mom lost, so she was decapitated, and her head was used for subsequent fun and games. Despite being on a deserted island, Jack hosted an IG Live for a wild pig hunting tutorials, which caused more tensions with Ralph. Gay sailors on their Navy honeymoon failed to save the children due to a lack of signal fire, but they had the courtesy to exchange pleasantries with the boys. Yeah. Captain Benson became feral. Ralph and Piggy accepted Jack's Super Bowl watch party invite and listened to an early cut of Rhythm and Purchase.
Yeah.
And then the U.S. military almost immediately opened fire on the boys at the first sign of aggression. But they all sailed off on the Lego Marvel type boat, and that's Lord of the Flies.
That is about right.
That's kind of awesome, because I was thinking like, metaphors. Oh, I was going to be the, what's his name, Benson?
Captain Benson the
pilot. Captain Benson, I was like, oh, he's in the cave like pretending to be the Beast. But then he actually was in the cave. Yeah. He actually was in the cave.
Where do we think the island was?
Where were they going? Do we know where they were going?
This was an evacuation charter because it was during a war, yeah, and it crashed in the Pacific Ocean.
So somewhere in the Pacific.
From England?
Maybe they're trying to get to Australia.
Okay, sure, yeah. Yeah, okay, so it's somewhere in the Pacific. Okay, that's cool. Honestly, I need to read that. That sounds lit AF.
Watching the movie is pretty good.
There's a movie?
There's a movie?
It was produced in 1990. Yeah, just watch it on like 2x speed and it's pretty good.
Don't they like, in the real, like when the ship, they're about to like kill Ralph and they look up and then they just start crying when they see the Marine?
At the first sight of the military, they immediately go from being like the barbarian savages back to kids at the sight of an adult.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
What do people say this book is really telling you about
life? Well, it's pretty cynical to think that this is the way children would actually behave. When in 1965, there was an incident with 6 Tongan boys who were also lost on a deserted island, and they did not resort to killing themselves. They resorted to crafting instruments and dumbbells. During
nice. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they were found in good spirits when like a Dutch ship rescued them.
They were in good spirit. They were happy. Like,
how
they were
long
were
they shipwrecked?
At least a couple months.
Oh wow,
that's impressive. And they stayed alive.
Yeah. Just to think that men left alone or children would just automatically just start killing each other.
Right. That's the main criticism. Golding, the author, thought that men create evil the way bees make honey. Oh. That's a hot take from someone right off of World War II, much in the way like Catcher in the Rye, those author did like so much World War II and ended up writing Holden Caulfield's story.
Oh.
This guy wrote Ralph's story.
Yeah, that's interesting. Wait, yeah, because both of them were post a World War, right?
Yeah, they got off and then they started writing.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, like after you go through that, you would probably be pretty pessimistic about humanity
for sure,
and like, oh, people, this is just what we're gonna do forever. Yeah. Is just
maybe he just hated kids, wanted to write a book about killing
adults,
all
wouldn't
of them.
Do that. Also, it was just a bad group. I think it was a bad batch of kids.
Yeah, the Tongan boys, maybe. They didn't have a Jack involved.
Yeah, Jack sounds like a little piece of shit. Mm-hmm. I hate Jack, little stinker. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why? Just keep the fire. That's one job.
Also, 6.
The Olympic flame. He just had to keep the Olympic flame going.
6 is a much lower number than the number that were on the.
That's true.
Golding never specifies how many are on the island.
Oh, just more we have like 6, our main though. Set of characters that we.
Just, he just says the boys.
So it could just be like an infinite amount.
It's hundreds.
Thousands on this international.
Well.
Thank you guys for watching.
It's been We Didn't Read It.
Lord of the Flies edition.
We hope you learned something about the book or about us.
And about the human condition.
Put in the comments. Do you think if Law and Order were removed, humans devolve into evil and savagery, or do you think they are good?
You crash on an island, what are you doing? Are you are you immediately establishing government, or are you just hanging out and trying to get saved?
Are we inherently good or evil?
All right, that's all.
All right.
Bye.
Uh-huh.